Welcome to this edition of the Nick Lamaze Show. I'm here with Brian Sonneborn for his weekly piece. Brian, just fresh off a West Coast road trip here. Celtics went 3 out of 4, something that, it was a little unexpected. We said last week in our last segment around the All-Star break that if they could go 500, that would be a plus. So taking 3 out of 4, certainly not bad. Talk a little bit of just some generalizations about their overall play.
Sure, Nick. You know, it's been inconsistent all year, and it's great to see them come out and have a great road trip. Coming off a 6-game losing streak. Then they came to Portland and won 2. Then they had a tough loss in overtime against Cleveland, and since then, 3 out of 4. A great road trip, though. I mean, you and I talked earlier in the week and said, you know, if they could take 2 out of 4, we'd be happy. But 3 out of 4 is great, and it's good to see the Celtics look like maybe they're in the right direction.
A few stars certainly emerged during that road trip. First off, the game against Phoenix was the one loss on the road trip, but they played extremely well. The score doesn't really dictate how close the game was. And the star that came out of that game, as everybody knows, was Gerald Green. The first game that he's seen substantial minutes, he comes up with, I think it was 9 boards and 13 points, almost a double-double. And it was just great to see him come out with confidence in his shot against a really good Phoenix Suns team.
Oh, and you know I like that more than anyone, and you and I were watching the game in our room, and it's great to see. The Boston Celtics, definitely we saw a future there right there, and Gerald Green came out 23 minutes of play. He was 5 of 8 from shooting, and just really you see Gerald Green. He's an athletic guy, he's explosive, he can rebound, he really does a lot for the team, and I'm excited to see him play. Another guy that's coming out, and I know you want to touch upon him a little bit, Providence College graduate Ryan Gomes. He kind of started in the Phoenix Suns game, played 26 minutes, 10 rebounds, 11 points. He's a double-double threat now, and that's nice to see.
Certainly, and he repeated that performance in Portland, pulling down, I think it was 8 boards in just the first quarter against Portland, ended up with a season high there. I think he ended with about 17 boards. I could be wrong there. And he's averaging high numbers on boards, some of the highest on the team. He's right up there with guys like Perkins and Al, who really have the size over him, but Gomes, it's all hustle. It's great play by him, especially on the defensive end.
Well, that's the thing, and the thing that we need to see is we need to see other people contributing to this ball club other than Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce is going to score 30 points a night, and that's a given. You look at the last couple of games. In his last seven games, we've went 5-2, and here's Pierce's stat line: 35 points, 31 points, 50 points, 30 points, 30 points, 37, 39. So I mean, Pierce is going to do it, but to see guys like Gomes, West come in, Zerbiak, kind of up in the air right now, but hopefully he's going to be coming back, and it's great to see. You look at that Lakers win. Pierce is the high points. Gomes is the high rebounds, West is the high assists, and that's really the way it should be. Pierce shouldn't have to lead in every category, and I think that's why we're starting to play good basketball.
Absolutely, and Gerald Green also, we saw him play pretty good defense against Phoenix as well, as good as you could hope against such a high-powered offense. Now, just a look to the future here. We got Miami and Indiana coming up to finish out this week at home. Miami, return of Antoine Walker. We're going to see guys, possibly we may see the return of Kendrick Perkins back into the lineup. It'll be interesting to see how that affects Gomes' minutes. And just a little bit of what you look in the future, when the big guys return, what do you want Ryan Gomes' role to be? And how do you think that the rest of this week could shape up to be with Miami and the Pacers both at home?
Well, I mean, playing a team, Miami, one of the hottest teams in the league right now, won a bunch of games in a row, and Miami's going to be a very tough game. They've got Dwayne Wade, they've got Shaquille O'Neal, they've got Alonzo Mourning. A lot of the guys that come off the bench would be starters on other teams. Sure, I think the Celtics are up for the game, facing Gary Payton and Antoine Walker, both former Celtics. It's always fun to see Shaquille O'Neal. Everyone gets up for a game against Shaquille O'Neal and Dwayne Wade. So that's a game I think the Celtics can win. I'll tell you what, who would have thought that they would beat the Lakers? And Phoenix was a very tough game, but I feel that was a game I think we both agree that's a game we could have won. We're playing Cleveland close. The Miami Heat, I think we can win that. The Indiana Pacers, I think they're 28 and 25 right now, and that's a game we can win. Jermaine O'Neal's been doing it for a while, but you know, we can shut him down, and we can win. I think we can win both those games. I expect to see a very tough battle versus Miami. It'll be interesting to see Gomes. You know, when Jefferson gets back, it'll be interesting to see how they play against Shaquille O'Neal. But you know, I'd love to win both those games.
It'll certainly be fun to watch. Miami close to full strength. Indiana, I believe, is still without Jermaine O'Neal, so that's definitely a game the Celtics can win. He's had that groin injury for a few weeks now. If we can go, you know, 2-2 here, get on a little bit of a roll. Celtics are playing some of their best basketball. Just five games out of that last playoff spot, they could, you know, if they get hot here and keep on with this streak, it's very likely that by the end of March, they could be in a playoff spot, in position for the playoffs, which I think is something that, you know, Celtics fans are split on. Some are looking for the lottery, but I, for one, am looking for a playoff position and playoff experience. What about you?
I mean, you know, anytime when it's always, that's always a tough subject when, you know, there's a team like the Celtics who are not performing, obviously, at a very good rate right now. Anytime you can make the playoffs, you want to make the playoffs. You know, it's a young team. I think making the playoffs, you know, going to make us a little more experienced for years to come when we expect to be, you know, contenders. It's a tough subject. Obviously, I'd love to have a number one overall pick, but I mean, anytime you can make the postseason, you can't play to lose, and so yeah, I'd love to see us get the eighth spot. You know, if it doesn't work out, we will get a high pick, I'm sure. But you know, I'd love to make the eighth spot, and I definitely think that's something that's not too far of our reach. I think we're discussing this either. I think we're five games out or something like that. So I mean, you know, the Celtics just need to get hot, and they seem to be getting hot at the right time, and maybe hopefully continue to peak.
All right, Brian, we'll talk to you again hopefully on Sunday, and hopefully after two big wins here at home. Thanks for talking to us.
All right, Nick. Thanks a lot.